With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More details being released about the man who drove through a crowd on Bourbon Street in New Orleans early Wednesday. The FBI says Shamsuddin Jabbar was U.S.-born radicalized Muslim. Officials say he was also a U.S. Army veteran. He died in a shootout with police after ramming his truck into the crowd. He drove a white Ford pickup to the crowd of New Orleans revelers around 3:15 in the morning. Lights are back on in Puerto Rico.
Most of Puerto Rico's 1.4 million utility customers lost power New Year's Eve. There was talk it could take days to get the lights back on. Lights returned to households as well as to Puerto Rico's hospitals, water plants, and sewage facilities. Luma Energy is warning there could be temporary outages over the next few days because of the fragile nature of the grid. The island's power system was ravaged in 2017 by Category 4 Hurricane Maria. At the peak of Hurricane Ernesto back in August, over half of all utility customers lost power. I'm Ed Donahue.
The man shoved into the path of a subway Tuesday is identified. 45-year-old Joseph Linsky, a New York City music programmer, suffered serious wounds, including a cracked skull, four broken ribs, and a ruptured spleen, but he's expected to be okay. 23-year-old Kamel Hawkins was arraigned on attempted murder and second-degree assault charges on New Year's Day. New poll suggests the majority expect a better 2025.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that just 5% of American adults rate 2024 as one of the best years ever. 11% think it was an excellent year, and 20% rate 2024 as a good year. However, 34% of Americans give 2024 a poor rating. The 36% who rate 2024 at least a good year is slightly up from last year when 34% said the same thing about 2023. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Brazil defend pro-life advocates. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The group of five says the country's left-wing government broke the law when it censored pro-life ads during the 2022 election cycle. The legislators have filed a complaint with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, pointing to an uptick in censorship by the administration since 2019. Meanwhile, scores of government officials and free speech advocates from around the globe have issued an open letter to Brazil warning about the erosion of free speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Data from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research finds evangelical Christians are tithing less these days. The report says the proportion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74 to 61% over the last 3 years, and those giving to a nonprofit or ministry outside of church fell from 58 to 50%. The proportion of believers who didn't give anything went up. This is SRN News. Now the Wall Street Business Report.
Movie ticket sales taking a bit of a hit in 2024. The annual domestic box office is expected to end up at around $8.75 billion. That's down over 3% from 2023, according to estimates from Comscore. It's not as dire as it was in the pandemic years, but it's also not even close to the pre-pandemic norm when the annual box office regularly surpassed $11 billion. Stocks indexes closed mostly lower on Wall Street on the final day of another record-setting year on Tuesday. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4%, but still managed to rack up a gain of 23.3% for the year. Its second straight year with gains of more than 20%. The last time it had back-to-back yearly gains that big in 1998. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.